Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here, and welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer, bringing a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's New Testament lesson.
Today's Voice of God New Testament reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 through 28, reading from the New International Version. On one occasion, an expert of the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live."
The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing the voiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review the Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources, which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book. That's S-T-A-N-G-E. The book, Dwell on These Things, at desirejesus.com.
Let's have a breath and have a prayer. Oh God, your Son remained with his disciples after his resurrection, teaching them to love all people as neighbors, as his disciples in this age. We offer our prayers on behalf of the universe in which we are privileged to live and our neighbors with whom we share it. Open our hearts to your power moving around us and between us and within us until your glory is revealed in our love of both friend and enemy, in communities transformed by justice and compassion, and in the healing of all that is broken. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.